A potentially crippling strike at United Airlines has been averted for now. United and the International Association of Machinists have reached a tentative agreement on a new contract affecting as many as 15,000 mechanics and other service employees. The action came less than 2 days before a strike deadline. A strike would have shut down the airline and might have forced United to file for bankruptcy protection. A ratification vote is set for March the 5th, and union leaders are recommending a yes vote. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Under the terms of the tentative contract, union mechanics and service workers will get an immediate 37% pay hike. That pay hike was all but guaranteed last month when an emergency board appointed by President Bush to help resolve the dispute endorsed the union's demand for a sizable pay raise. The IAM members have not received a raise since 1994, even though other unions at the airline have. The union says it won another key point. United will permit IAM members to vote on any airline recovery plan that requires union concessions. The company wanted the union to agree in advance to go along with an unspecified financial plan, so long as that plan was approved by other airline unions. Frank Larkin, a spokesman for the union, says it's notable that the bargaining committee unanimously supports this deal.
The negotiating committee felt it was the best agreement that they could reach with United Airlines at this time. It achieved most of the goals that the members set for the committee approximately 2 years ago when they began negotiating.
The union was heartened that the agreement was reached through direct collective bargaining with the company without the intervention of federal officials. As of last night, United officials had no comment beyond a prepared statement saying, in part, that the agreement was a critical milestone in developing a recovery plan that meets the needs of passengers, preserves jobs, and puts the company on the road to financial stability. Harley Shaken, a labor expert at the University of California at Berkeley, calls the agreement a good first step.
There won't be a strike in the short term at United, and while there are some tough labor issues coming up concerning possible concessions in the union's response, those will be negotiated in a somewhat different context and negotiated one at a time.
The looming strike at United sent passengers scurrying to other airlines, and Daryl Jenkins, director of the Aviation Institute at George Washington University, says even if the contract is ratified next month, United will have to work aggressively to try to lure customers back to the sky. Most likely, that will mean cutting fares, even though it would exacerbate the company's economic woes.
We all know, and the IAM knows this as well, that as soon as they vote on that contract, the first thing they're going to be asked to do the week afterwards is to come up with some concessions in order to save the airline. So what will be important is not the package they get in and of itself, but rather what sort of concessions they negotiate after this.
In short, the contentious labor management disputes at the airline are likely to plague the carrier and its workers for a long time. United has some of the highest costs in the industry, and the company and outside financial experts say that United has to get those costs down in order to survive. But for the moment, at least, United Airlines is relieved that it will be able to continue flying. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.